You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So dealing with temptation is a common challenge for individuals across various religious beliefs, including Christianity. It's crucial to recognize that navigating temptation is a personal journey, and individuals may find different strategies effective. Encouraging an open and non-judgmental dialogue with the Christian community can be instrumental in supporting one another on this journey of faith. And we are joined on the line by my elder, Elder Mncedisi Nyebeta, so that we can speak about all things, how men can in fact deal with temptation. Mdala, good morning. How are you?
Siyaphila akhondo
kunjani? We are good as well, mfundisi wami, siyaphila. We are going to be having a very interesting conversation here, Mdala. But before we start, wow, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray so that the Holy Spirit may lead us?
Okay, our Heavenly Father, we are about to speak about your word. There is nothing we can do. Onka Maklesha, we have to come to you and guide us with the Holy Spirit. At the end of the day, you bless us, you lift us, you give us power to face everything that is a challenge in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Mdala, before we get into a lot of things, let's first define this. What is temptation?
Wow. That's a guy. We are in this world.
Mm-hmm.
We are in this world. And now we are facing everything. To me, let me take it to me. Mm-hmm. Let me say it on my words. For sometimes it's good, these things, Keuzi, look at your own perspective. Temptation to me, to my stupid view, it's everything that is facing you that you have no power to overcome it.
Mm.
You have no power to overcome it. You have no. There are no power that coming from you, from your knowledge of knowing that you can overcome this, except there is someone whose supernatural powers than you can help you. Awunawo amandla that wena can face what the temptation that can comes in front of you, unless you get amandla from the above. What I'm trying to say is, we need only to depend to the source of life.
Mm.
The source of life is God. So that's why I'm saying, let me define it by my own stupid viewpoints, that saying temptation is anything that comes in front of you that you can't overcome it in ngamandla akho. Ngawakho amandla, with your own power.
Mm.
Yeah, do you hear me what I'm saying?
Yes.
Ngawakho amandla. There's nothing you can do. For example, you are hit by a car on the road. For someone to help you, kula accident, there must be someone else comes in and intervene. That is the doctor to help you, so that uzosinda kulando yalangozi utheni uchayiswe hiyo hila moto.
Mm-hmm.
Awuzukwazi ukuthi uchayiswe imoto uphinde wena uzihilishe on your own. So there must be someone next to us or figure ancedisane nawe in order you can stand up and face it.
Mm.
That is my definition.
Mm-hmm. So when we go to the Bible, Mdalawami, do we have teachings that guide Christian men in how to deal with temptation? We do know that when we're looking at the Bible, we do find characters like David who fell,
yes,
you know, into that temptation.
Yes.
There. But now, do we,
wow,
find examples as like Mamba no Bathsheba bathing there naked? This is how you do it.
Okay.
You know? So does the Bible give us, you know, ways in which Christian men can deal with this temptation?
Jesus Christ is our source of life. Jesus Christ is everything to us. Let's go to this question of yours.
Mm.
You remember when Christ was tempted by the devil? turn these stones into bread. Turn these stones into bread. Fly and fall down. The angels will catch you down. That was a great temptation. And what Christ did there, instead of listening to the devil, Christ went to the Bible and said, it is written that you not supposed to tempt your what? Your God. You see? So what is what I'm trying to say here? Come again with a question again. Come again, with a question again.
How do men now deal with temptation?
Let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians. Let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians. I think it's chapter 13. Chapter 10, verses 13. If I still remember, it reads as follows. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Akosilingo that can come to you, uthixo angakhange asibeke esikalini, and wait before it hits you. Uthixo uqala jonge the power, amandla onawo, that are you able to face this. Then if God can see that you are able to face it, then God allow it so that he knew my child is able to stand on it. He is able to stand for any temptation that comes in front of him. So this is why I said in the beginning, we need supernatural powers. By on our own, we can't make it.
Sorry, Mtala. So you're saying there that God actually assesses and looks good. Hi, Uzanele. If I tempt her with this, she'll be able to handle it. So what happens now when the people, they don't defeat the temptation or they fall into the temptation? Is it because we ourselves, not God, but we could not handle it?
I like what you just said, the last part. You remember I said, we don't depend on ourselves. We depend to God. When God allows Satan to hit, my second Job, let's go to the book of Job. Job knows nothing what was happening. If you read exactly the book of Job, Job knows nothing what was happening. God allows the devil to hit Job and his entire family. Job knows nothing. Where I'm going to a point that God, allow me to say, God, he tested Job firstly. And he sees that Job was able to what? To stand for that, for what was coming to, for what was coming in front of him. So Job stood, even if he didn't know what was happening. But he always, Job says, I know my Redeemer lives. So meaning the power that Job was installed, was installed in him. He was able to face everything that was in front of him. Up until the wife of Job said to him, No. If you are a man of God, why these things happen to you? If God loves you, rather chase him away and die. And Job said to his wife, "Utheta njengesidengekazi." Although Job never knew what is going on, up until Amandla uThixo awayemnike wona was able to face anything that Job stood in front of him. And ekugqibeleni uThixo wamripitela uJob more than he was having before. So a problem. So a failure is not in God. The failure is on us.
Okay.
The failure is on us. uThixo xa eyeka into xa iyekela eyiyekela into yenzeke, it's because I said to someone yesterday, there are times God trusted us. Angavuma uThixo bese sithi abathemba yena. Ibe nguThixo who trusted us. So meaning any temptation that comes in front of you, uThixo puts you on the test and he knew into yokuba ngaba you are going to face it. But because of we are powerless, then ke ngoku si end up egqibeleni si end up sisithi there is no God. Then temptations on are there because as the first day you are born, first day you are born on this planet called Earth, you are already defeated. The only thing that can take you through is the power that God is invested on us up until the death day on Earth. So this is why the Bible records that whatever we do, let's always depend on God, because amandla the devil that are on top of us, we will never defeat them, because uSatana is far away, supernatural away from us. But through Jesus, we can make it.
And when we're looking at men now, Mfundisi Wami, what kind are there specific areas of life in which Christian men commonly face temptation? And why is that?
David.
No, like Christian men, like we know the temptation that he faced, but when we are looking at our brothers, you know, they're at church or that we know that are Christian, what kind of temptations do they face?
Man, Mama, it will be easy for me to answer that. All I can say to you now is that there is one thing that we need to do in the church, even outside of the church, is only to support each other.
Okay.
Because the journey of Christianity is a long, long marathon than a comrade marathon. So what is important is to support each other, is to lift each other's up. When you see Elder Patrick fallen, don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me. What is important to you to do is to support me. I think there's a statement to Ellen G. White. I think there's a statement to Ellen G. White that says There's this statement run away from my mind now. Don't laugh at it. What you need to do is to support the person. The problem, that's where we fail, because we don't support each other. Yona, temptations are there every time to hit us. So when you see the brother that has a problem, when you see your sister that has a problem, when you see your colleague that has a problem, don't go and gossip about the person. Help the person. Even now or tomorrow, you are going to be there. There's a problem. There's only one thing that we always forget. We which nothing about you. You know, bang about to la problem. Tomorrow it can be me. La problem it can be me tomorrow. Instead of me helping, I'm laughing at you. So the specific areas, all I can say is that it's only one thing. Let's just help each other. Let's work in unity, because in unity, united we are all. Divided, we are fallen. So let us not laugh at each other, because temptations are there. This is why the book of Paul says, uThixo yena is always ready to give us the medication. And the medication is already, we are already been given the medication on Mount Calvary.
Okay.
Anything that comes in front of us, the Mount Calvary is a medication. Anything that comes in front of you, Mount Calvary is a medication. In fact, not even Mount Calvary, the man who died on Mount Calvary. Jesus Christ, who died on Mount Calvary. Remember, there were three, but we are focusing in the middle man. Yes.
So.
Yes.
We have,
come again.
When we're looking at the temptations, yes, ma'am. Sometimes people don't know that this is actually a trigger for my temptation, you know. So how can now men identify and address these triggers in daily life?
Okay. come again. How can we
address, how can we identify the triggers for temptation?
Like when we're speaking about triggers, like strong, like something that, like when we speak about triggers,
okay. For example, utholukuthi every time when you are seeing usisi ogqoke ibrugu, you are tempted.
Okay.
So every time, Jay, when I, no matter who it is, just for the mere fact that go to Jean, kinga obana.
Okay. We have a problem of amehlo, eyes. You remember, Christ says to the disciples, by seeing, and umhalele. The servant used to use that word, umhalele. So you already met this, that you guys saw. So a problem is it's engondweni, man. Yeah, that's another thing comes to my mind. The problem is to take that thing and we entertain it in your mind. We entertain it in your mind. And you start to draw the person in your mind at the same time. After I'm drawing it, then you go and do the act. Let's go to David. David went extra mile after he did what he did on Uriah's wife. He went and killed Uriah. One mega in front of the soul, so that they hit Uriah. So David, his problem was to entertain, was in the Bible, he saw her and she was beautiful. So after he saw her that she was beautiful, he entertained that in his mind. And Gengogu, after he entertained it, he saw no temptation, it took its own course. Up until David never managed what to overcome it. And he go and do the act, and he went an extra mile and he killed the man's wife. So that's what happened also in our minds. We entertain a temptation. Whatever. At the end of the day, you end up sitting, no, let me go and do it, so that if I do it, then I will satisfy my desires. Then after you satisfy your desires, there the problems comes. At the end of the day, you have a lifetime yogonda umdana that you never planned. So that's what we are facing every day of our lives. And it's our daily bread, a temptation. Yeah. Only what we can do is to focus on the one who gives us the source of life. Because this is why I'm worried sometimes. How he managed to face these things? Because it's a map. It's a road signs for us.
Yes.
So that anything that comes in front of us, let's go to the read of the word of God and study, because everything that is written in the Bible is recorded for us. Is it doesn't clear to those who were before us? Let us not repeat those same mistakes, but we are continuously repeating the problem. We are in the world of sin. So the remedy for us to help is to look at the cross, the man who died on Mount Calvary. Then tomorrow I can say, I made it, but not by might, but by God.
Indeed, Mfundiswami. So my elder, as we are wrapping up, my elder, how then should the man, build and maintain a strong connection within the community for support and encouragement? Do we have groups where men can look at and then they get support?
I like what you are saying. It's very powerful. There are groups even in our church. For example, we have Seventh-day Adventist men's ministry. Maybe there is a Methodist men's ministry. I don't know. Maybe there's a Presbyterian men's whatever. So if we have such organizations, that's where we are helping each other. That's where we are building each other. That's where we are giving each other the source of moving forward. Because you remember, I said at the beginning, you can't live life alone. You are not alone. You won't face life alone. You must face life at least with someone who's supporting you. So these organization groups in our churches, outside our churches, they helps us so that we support each other, we move forward. At the end of the day, tomorrow, even the one who are coming after us, they learned from the previous groups that were there before, that how did they did in order for them to overcome. So in order to build these groups, it's a very powerful thing. I know even in those groups, we are also, there's also problems. Sometimes when we build a group, it falls down. It's the devil, because he saw that in that group, that we want to build unity. We wanted to build each other. But the devil, because of he don't want us to build each other, we will make means to destroy the groups. So this is why we need to stand stand with your organization, build it. What is important, it's a focus. You focus from here, where is our ending is. When we start Unyaga, as the first of 2024, all of us were going to say Happy New Year. It's not only by 1st of January, it's by the ending of December 2024, the 31st. The goal here is to reach 31st. For us to reach 31st 2024, we need to support each other up until we reach 31st 2024. I don't know if you hear me. This is why I'm trying to bring forward to the viewers and also to you and also to me. Because we need support. We need to help each other. Because temptation is there up until the death day on this planet. As long as someone next to you, that someone will depend on God, we will make it. Yes.
Hi, siyabonga ke mdala wami. I'm going to ask that as we have wrapped up and we've spoken, you know, and you spoke in length. Then, please pray for these men, mdala, so that, you know, because earlier I was saying that December is here, you know, some they're going home, some they're going to the beach. Temptations are everywhere, you know, temptations are everywhere, so that they may be able to withstand them.
Yes. And at the beach now, remember at the beach, everybody wears whatever they want to wear.
Yes.
So temptations will be there. Pastors will be there. Everybody, preachers will be there. So things will happen. But by the power of God, let us try and ask God to help us so that we can defeat whatever is in front of us. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, give us power. Thank you so much for this discussion. We know Tikotandega in Dogbanga, but amaxesha amaninzi, we fail. Amaxesha amaninzi, we always let you down. But you will never forsake us. You will never leave us. You will walk with us. You will be with us, Tikotandegayo, up until the last hour on this planet. Give us power. Give us strength. Give us source of life. And the source of life is you. Ekgqibeleni, silibonge igama lakho. Silidumise igama lakho. Up until you come, ngamafezulu. Ngokrestingosi yethu. Ewe. Hallelujah.
Amen and amen, Mdala. Thank you so much for joining us.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, we pray that Mdala, you're going to be having yourself a beautiful festive season and a massive happy.
Thank you so much.
As you were saying there, you will also be saying happy there. Till we chat again the next time.
Okay, you're welcome. You and also to the viewers, God be with you up until we see us on Wednesday again. Thank you so much.
Amen. Bye.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are.